Today is the fourth Sunday of Advent. The scripture lessons are from Isaiah chapter 7, verses 10 through 17. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. And today's message is titled, The Sign the Lord Has Given. Isaiah chapter 7, the prophet, beginning at verse 10. Again the Lord spoke to Ahaz, Ask the Lord your God for a sign, whether in the deepest depths or in the highest heights. But Ahaz said, I will not ask. I will not put the Lord to the test. Then Isaiah said, Hear now, you house of David. Is it not enough to try the patience of men? Will you try the patience of my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. He will eat curds and honey when he knows enough to reject the wrong and choose the right. But before the boy knows enough to reject the wrong and choose the right, the land of the two kings you dread will be laid to rest, to waste. The Lord will bring on you and on your people and on the house of your father a time unlike any since Ephraim broke away from Judah. He will bring the king of Assyria. Here ends the first lesson. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 1, beginning at verse 18. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. The Gospel of our Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. St. Jerome's 4th century prayer. Lord, thou hast given us thy word for a light to shine upon our path. Grant us so to meditate on that word and to follow its teaching, that we may find in it the light that shines more and more until the perfect day. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. It was a very bad time in Judah. Rezin, king of Syria, had joined with Remaliah, king of Israel, to go to Jerusalem and make war on Judah. Remember, the 10 northern tribes had split off and formed the northern kingdom, Israel. Judah, along with the tribe of Benjamin, made up the southern kingdom of Judah. The 10 northern tribes joined with Syria to attack Jerusalem. King Ahaz was afraid, and the word of the Lord came to Isaiah to go to Ahaz. From Isaiah chapter 7, beginning at verse 3. Then the Lord said to Isaiah, Go out, you and your son Shear Jashub, to meet Ahaz at the end of the aqueduct of the upper pool, on the road to the washerman's field. Say to him, Be careful. Keep calm. Don't be afraid. Do not lose heart because of these two smoldering stubs of firewood. Because of the fierce anger, Rezin and Aram and the son of Ramaliah, Aram, Ephraim, and Ramaliah's son have plotted your ruin, saying, let us invade Judah. Let us tear it apart and divide it amongst ourselves and make the son of Tabeel king over it. Yet, this is what the sovereign Lord says. It will not take place. It will not happen. Ahaz, the Lord says it will not take place. It will not happen. What the king of Assyria and the king of Israel want to do Jerusalem, to conquer and make Jerusalem fall, it will not take place. It will not happen. With the enjoiner from the Lord to Ahaz from Isaiah 7 verse 9, if you do not stand in your faith, will you stand at all? If you do not stand in your faith, will you not stand at all? This is the scene. This is the setting of Isaiah chapter 7. The army's coming towards Jerusalem, and Isaiah has been given the word of the Lord to speak to Ahaz. Stand firm in your faith. Jerusalem will not fall. The attack, indeed, it did fail, but with a great price paid by Judah, becoming greatly weakened. However, as the events were unfolding, it looked devastating for Jerusalem. But the word of the Lord for Ahaz was to trust God. Have faith. Even though things look terribly bad, have faith. Stand firm. That word is for us today also. These days too. Though things look terrible, these words are for us. If you do not stand firm in your faith, will you stand? Will you not stand at all? Stand firm in your faith. You will stand. The Lord spoke again, telling Ahaz to ask for a sign. Through the prophet Isaiah, Ahaz is given the opportunity to ask for a sign. Any sign. Any sign. Any sign from the greatest depth to the highest heights. You can, Ahaz, you can ask for anything. Ask. Ask for anything. This is inviting Ahaz to have faith, to stand firm in the faith. Go ahead, have the faith to ask for a sign. Well, Ahaz was not a good king. If you gave thumbs up and thumbs down for the kings of Judah, Ahaz would get a thumbs down. He has brought destructive worship practices of idol worship into the temple of the Lord. Ahaz's father, Jotham, was a good king. Jotham was a thumbs up king. Why Ahaz went bad, it's not clear, but he did. He was thumbs down. So much thumbs down, Ahaz even sacrificed his own children, his own sons, which is a great evil in the eyes of the Lord. These things are written about in 2 Kings chapter 16 and 2 Chronicles chapter 8. Yes, Ahaz passed his sons through the fire, which means he sacrificed them. The word of the Lord through Isaiah to Ahaz is a call to come back to the faith. Ask. Ask for any sign. Even though Ahaz was wicked, doing detestable things before the eyes of the Lord, the Lord's love for His chosen people did not diminish. In fact, this shows the greatness of the Lord's love, that in the midst of Ahaz's great evil, the Lord remains faithful to His covenant. Ahaz answers Isaiah chapter 7, verse 12. But Ahaz said, I will not ask. I will not put the Lord to the test. But this is not putting the Lord to the test. It is Ahaz that's being put to the test. Ask for a sign. Ahaz, do you have the faith to ask for a sign? The Lord has given an open opportunity, has instructed Ahaz to ask for a sign, any sign Ahaz asks. That's not putting the Lord to the test. Ahaz is being put to the test. We see Ahaz's lack of faith in what appears to be a real pious answer. I will not put the Lord to a test. But this is not putting the Lord to the test. It is not. And it's not a pious answer. The Lord said to Ahaz, put me to the test. Ask for anything. So Isaiah chapter 7, beginning of verse 10. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz, ask the Lord for your God for a sign, whether in the deepest depths and the highest heights. Ask for anything from the deepest depth to the highest height. Ask for anything, for the greatness of God can do whatever you ask. Ahaz, believe. Come on, Ahaz, believe. Have faith and ask. I will not ask. Trying God's patience. Recall Gideon. Gideon asked for a sign. It's written about in Judges chapter 6. Gideon put out the fleece on the threshing floor. In the morning, if dew was only on the fleece and the threshing floor dry, Gideon would know the Lord is going to save Israel through Gideon's hand. The next morning, Gideon got up early to find his answer. A bowl full of dew was wrung out of the fleece, but the threshing floor was dry. But that was not enough for Gideon. Don't be angry with me. Let me ask one more. I'm going to put the fleece out and let the fleece be dry and the threshing floor be soaking wet. Allow one more test. God answered Gideon. The fleece was dry and the threshing floor was wet from the dew. God answered Gideon. The Lord answered his second request for a sign. First sign fulfilled. Gideon asked for a second. Second sign fulfilled. The Lord answered again, so this, I won't put the Lord to the test, King Ahaz said. This pious sounding answer, it doesn't fly. It is more an indication of Ahaz's heart. He does not have enough faith to ask for a sign. Isaiah 7, verse 13 and 14. Then Isaiah said, hear now, you house of David, is it not enough to try the patience of men? Will you try the patience of my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. Okay? You're not asking for a sign? Fine. I will give you a sign, says the Lord. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. First off, even though biological science was not well defined as we have these days, they understood how reproductive biology functioned. The sign the Lord has given is an extraordinary sign, logically impossible. A virgin will be with child and give birth, specifically give birth to a son. All sensibilities say impossible, for they understood the birds and the bees. Yet the Lord God said, this will be the sign. A virgin will be with child and will give birth specifically to a son and will call him Emmanuel. Whenever you're out shopping for a new translation of a Bible, looking through this verse, Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, is a good verse to turn to in that translation of the Bible. Uses a test to interpret the perspective of the Bible translators. If you find the word virgin there in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, the translators believe in the wonder-working power of the living God. If you find the word young woman there, the translators are less likely to believe in the wonder-working power of the living God. In other words, they're more likely to be anti-supernaturalists. The late Christopher Hutchins The atheist Christopher Hitchens, I misspoke his name, Hitchens, Christopher Hitchens, he claims the Hebrew for Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, when translated as virgin, is wrong. The Hebrew word simply means young woman, so that implying a miraculous promise of what Christian orthodoxy of Christ born of a virgin, as Matthew points to in Matthew chapter 1, it's based on an illegitimate reading of Isaiah. That's Christopher Hitchens. Hitchens, however, is historically in error. His anti-Christian bias ignores, most likely intentionally ignores, that historically in the Eastern culture, any girl would be expected and assumed to be a virgin before Mary, before marriage. That was the perspective of the Lord God then, and that is the perspective of the Lord God today. It still stands these days, even though the present culture is pushing promiscuity to the younger and younger and younger, which is pure evil. Unmarried, chastity is the Lord's way. Married, fidelity is the Lord's way. Never married, virgin is assumed and expected. Married, that complete commitment of trust, respect between husband and wife, known as fidelity, is the Lord's way. Again, the Lord is expressing great love through this for you by setting forth chastity and fidelity as the way to live. Ahaz, you had an opportunity to ask for a sign. Since you did not ask, the Lord will give a sign. Pay attention to who the sign is given to. Pay attention. It's not given to Ahaz. No, it's not to Ahaz. So this means the sign is not constrained to Ahaz's lifetime to be fulfilled. Ahaz's eyes will not see the sign. However, the house of David, yes, the house of David will see the sign be fulfilled. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 13. Then Isaiah said, "Hear now, you house of David." This is important. To the house of David, this sign is given. House of David, a virgin will be with child and give birth to a son. If this was not a supernatural event, but simply a woman having a baby, be with baby, how would it be a sign? Children have been born for generations upon generations. What would stand out for this baby boy that would be the quality of a sign that the Lord God would give? A virgin being with child. Now, that most definitely would be so unique as in never before seen nor ever seen again, a distinctive one-off event. That truly is a sign from the Lord, the living God. And remember, the child will be a boy. There's more said about this child. Isaiah chapter 9, beginning of verse 6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and it will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord will accomplish this. The Lord will give a sign, and the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. A virgin will be with child and give birth to a son, and he will be called Emmanuel, House of David. This will be the sign, and the boy born will reign on David's throne. Emmanuel means with us is God. The sign really comes down to this. With us is God. The Lord's love for us is so great that the Lord will come to be with us. A virgin will be with child, a son will be born, so that the with us will be the Lord God. The Lord God will become one of us to be with us. That promise, that sign is given when Ahaz has corrupted the temple worship and has done great and detestable things. Still, the Lord's love for us keeps the covenant and says, I'm coming to be with you. Sin did not withhold the Lord's love. Rather, because of a great sin, the Lord's greater love will come and conquer sin, conquer death, conquer the evil one too. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Jumping down to verse 22 and 23. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Matthew is connecting the dots. Isaiah recorded the word of the Lord and wrote the sign the Lord will provide. A virgin will be with child and give birth to a son. This son will be Emmanuel, which means God with us. And this Emmanuel is given a specific name, Jesus. Joseph, he was afraid. He was sad, angry, disappointed, most likely a huge range of emotions when he found his betrothed, his beloved betrothed, the love of his life, was with child. Any man would think and know to be true, Mary must have been unfaithful, giving up her chastity to a man, another man. So Joseph, must divorce her. But his love for Mary, Joseph loved Mary so much, he was not going to disgrace her publicly with that divorce. He wanted to do it quietly. For with public disgrace and public divorce, this unfaithfulness would result more than likely in her being stoned to death. For that was the law. How to avoid this public disgrace? That's what was on his mind, Joseph's mind. When a supernatural event happened, yes, supernatural events happen. An angel of the Lord came to Joseph as he slept. Matthew chapter 1, beginning of verse 20. But after he, that's Joseph, had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. House of David, for you a sign, a virgin will be with child, a boy will be born whose name will be Emmanuel, God with us. This is what Matthew testifies has happened and writes so that you may come to know and believe Jesus is the Christ. For the sign written in Isaiah has been fulfilled. Prophecy fulfilled. The sign the Lord has given has come. Pay attention to what this means for you. The child's name tells you it all. With us is God and Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Save his people from his sins, from their sins. Save his people from their sins. This is the real reason. The real reason for this season of Christmas. Jesus, who is with us, is God, will save us from our sins. That is the reason for the child, the boy being born of the Virgin Mary, born in a lowly manger, for there was no room for him in the inn. This one will be betrayed, beaten, and crucified on the cross for us, to save us from our sins. This boy wondrously born is Savior, for he will die on the cross and be buried, and on the third day rise from the dead. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Why? Why would the Lord God give such a sign? Virgin with child, a boy, especially with us, is God? It is love. Yes, love. Love for us. From the very beginning, God has expressed His love for us. As the Lord God said in Genesis 1, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness." So God created man in His own image. In the image of God who created him, male and female, He created them. From the very beginning, we were lovingly created in the image of God, male and female. This love is the very nature of God. As it's written in Exodus 34, beginning of verse 6, as God walks by Moses, showing His glory, proclaiming His name. And as He passed in front of Moses, proclaiming, and listen carefully to how the Lord describes His name. The Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands, and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin. Child was born, the sign fulfilled. Child grew up, Jesus said He would die for us. John chapter 3, beginning at verse 14. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in Him may have eternal life. Why would the Son do this? John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him. You don't hear that enough. How about Romans chapter 5, verse 8? But God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. How about this? 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. How great is the love of the Father lavished on us that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it does not know Him. How about 1 John chapter 4, beginning of verse 9? This is how God showed us His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. On this fourth Sunday of Advent, know how much you are loved. Loved. On my 57th birthday, my dad gave me a call like most fathers do on their child's birthday. Just before he hung up the phone, he said, "I want you to know how very much you are loved. I want you to know how very much you are loved." That call was on a Wednesday afternoon. The following Monday morning, my father went home to the Lord. My birthday phone call, when he said, "I want you to know how very much you are loved," those were the last words my dad spoke to me and the last I had spoke with him. The last words I heard from my father were, "I want you to know how very much you are loved." We all love to hear those kind of words. How very much you are loved. the sign the Lord has given, recorded in Isaiah chapter 7, is a sign of how very much you are loved. You are loved by God. For He will give His Son for your sins. So be filled with hope. Be filled with peace. Be filled with joy. And be filled with love. For you know, I really hope you know, you are greatly loved by God, who sent His Son, Jesus Christ the Lord, to save you. Know how very much you are loved by Jesus, who is the Christ, the Savior, the Lord, who has fulfilled the sign the Lord has given. Amen and amen.